Subnational exchanges between the U.S. and China is one of the many engines that drive the China-U.S. bilateral relationship forward. Chinese Ambassador to the U.S. Cui Tiankai said on Thursday in Rhode Island during the ongoing 2017 U.S. National Governors Association summer meeting.
We are now making even greater efforts to expand such cooperation and exchanges. We have established 7 pairs of trade and economic exchange mechanisms between Chinese provinces and U.S. states or cities, including the states of California, Texas, New York, Iowa, Michigan, Washington, and the city of Chicago. Under these mechanisms, more than 50 investment programs were signed last year with contracts total $2.5 billion, and there will be over 100 trade missions traveling across the Pacific this year. I'm quite confident that there will be better engagement between us if more states and cities could establish such mechanisms.
Cui Tiankai said that China is upgrading its opening up level in the context of comprehensive reforming, adopting measures like establishing pilot free trade zones, streamlining procedures for foreign investment companies, and opening more sectors for foreign businesses. These reform efforts will open up new prospects for China-U.S. economic and trade cooperation. So I continue to say that with growing trade and deepening interdependence, some disagreements and disputes are inevitable, and that's why the two sides have to sit down and discuss in a sensible way. During the luncheon on Thursday, which featured the presence of several governors and business leaders, Cui expressed the hope that the U.S. business community would talk to the federal government in an effort to resume the BIT talks between China and the U.S., which is now shelved by the Trump administration after going through 33 rounds of negotiations in the past 5 years. Cui Tiankai urged the federal government to listen to voices at local levels from states and cities, saying that the BIT would address pressing concerns of business communities from both countries. Matt Bervin, governor of Kentucky, said that enthusiasm is high at the state level to further expand business ties with China. The governor also said that the federal government is actually willing to listen to voices from the states.
I will speak for Kentucky, but I think I speak for the other governors here as well. We want your investment. We are a home for potential investment for you, and we would be grateful to have your investment. Do expect to have conversations with the governors of America. Yes, trade policy happens at the federal level. It does. But I'll tell you, this administration, they are regularly, repeatedly meeting with governors, speaking to us, wanting to know our take on things. And because of that, we have their ear and they have ours.
The luncheon on Thursday also featured the presence of governors from Rhode Island, Maryland, Virginia, Nevada, and Arizona, who expressed the same interest in further strengthening trade and investment ties with China and promised a good return to Chinese investment. The 2017 NGA summer meeting runs from July the 13th to 16th in Rhode Island. For CRI, this is Chen Shanming from Providence, Rhode Island.